Hello and welcome to another weekly podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church in Mankato, Minnesota. If you're in the Mankato area, join us every Sunday morning at 10:15 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. If you'd like to learn more, visit us at mankatohilltop.org. Best of all,
God is with us.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think
you're
so.
You ready?
I think so.
Woo! All right.
So, morning. My name is Mike Minnie. I'm a member of Hilltop. I've been here a little over a year, maybe 2 years now. I've been at Centenary most of my life. We were at Belgrade for a while, and now we've joined the community of Hilltop, and we love it here. So, Pastor Matt asked Katie and I to deliver the message this morning, and we're excited to be here. I am on the trustees. I do all of the computer networking here. That's my full-time job is technology work, so I'm happy to do it. So Matt asked us to introduce his sermon series of Finding God in the Music. So Aaron, if you want to play the clip.
And
so remembers this movie.
Woo!
This is one of my favorite movies, so while we're talking about music, we're going to focus on the music of this movie, because the movie and the music of the movie are inseparable. Music speaks to us each in different ways. Music has the ability to speak to us in ways that no other form of communication can. It touches our hearts, our minds, and our emotions. Through music, we're able to express feelings that otherwise can't be expressed in any other form. While the sermon series is all about music, as I said, this is about the movie and the music. So if anybody knows me, they know that I'm kind of a movie freak. I grew up in theaters. My dad managed movie theaters for 18 years. I literally grew up in the theater. I get a lot of things from Katie about my movie collection. My movie collection is quite extensive. Not as extensive as others, but when I go to Pawn America, they know me. They know what I'm looking for. When I don't show up, they start wondering where I am.
And when I go with them, they ask where he is.
When we purchased our house 9 years ago, we were explicitly looking for a house that we could build a home theater. That was been my dream for a long time, and she has now shared that dream with me. I was able to finish the theater right before COVID, right before I got sent home for COVID, for music, or for work. That became my home office. One of my favorite movie composers is Hans Zimmer. Hans Zimmer creates incredible music. I've watched most of the movies that he has composed, or they're on my watch list. I will watch a movie as much for the music as I do for the movie itself. When I designed our home theater, I designed the sound portion of it, and Katie can speak to how much I focused on this. I focused on the sound aspect as much as the theater, as much as the visual experience, the sound system, the actual room design was built around the sound. When Pastor Matt approached us about doing the sermon series on music, I immediately went to Blues Brothers. We went to the music of the Blues Brothers because there are so many messages within the music, and we love the music.
And what he's not telling you is, we always debated about which song. He's like, what about this one? No. What about that one? No.
She voted down most of my choices.
I did.
But
so
we did
as
come
every
up with
good
one.
Couple, we finally came to a compromise.
So the Blues Brothers are brothers that grew up in a Roman Catholic orphanage in Chicago. The church has decided that they can no longer afford the taxes on the orphanage and have decided to sell it. The childhood home of the Blues Brothers is being sold and shut down, and the existing orphanage will be presumably relocated. They've grown up as musicians who love performing on stage as part of a rhythm and blues band. Unfortunately, their musical act doesn't really pay the bills. They've been in prison multiple times for theft to cover their extensive bar tabs. Throughout the movie, you see the Blues Brothers do all of the wrong things, but they do them all for the right reasons. They still see value in the orphanage. They see value in their childhood home. They see value in their upbringing. Everything they do in the music is centered around saving the orphanage, no matter what it takes, and they get into a lot of trouble. We bat around, you know, we talked about so many different songs. We went through probably four different songs before.
At least.
I kept bringing them up. What about this one? What about this one? What about this one? No, no, I don't like that one. No. That doesn't speak to me. So the message we settled on was everybody needs somebody to love. The message throughout the song speaks to us both in different ways, and we'll explore that throughout the sermon. So Aaron,
this clip spoke to us in different ways. And and aren't you glad that we didn't sing and dance for you? Like, especially.
I don't dance. She's been trying for 25 years. I don't dance.
We'll just leave you with those good dancing moves. So, Mike, I wonder, when we looked at this song, when we began to think about this song, what themes spoke to you? What came out? What connected with you? What resonated with you?
Love. The message of the song and the movie, for me, is all about love. We chose different scripture verses based on our theme. So mine was Mark chapter 12, verses 28 through 30. One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this: love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." The movie, to me, speaks to love. Love of community. Love of your neighbor. Love of yourself. Jesus never in the Bible explicitly says, love yourself. But it's implied in several places. Love your neighbor as yourself. I see love all around this community. I see a lot of people who would never hesitate to pick up a phone. Yeah. I see a lot of people who are willing to jump in and help out and love this community wherever is needed.
And so I thought that was interesting because when we looked at these, we did this completely separate. So the theme that I picked up in this song was community. And it's this piece of how we need others. And just like we shared up here with the kids is we have love in our hearts. But what happens if that stays the same? So I picked community. And so my verse that spoke to me was almost immediate for me, was from Matthew 11, 28 to 30. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And I think as we, and you and I talked about this, about how love and community are connected, and how music speaks to us separately. But I think it connects us. And so I thought it was really interesting when we did this separately and came back. But it's connective pieces. And I think the song talks about connective pieces.
Yeah, the song and the movie are all about those connections. The Blues Brothers have a connection between each other. The opening of the movie is Elwood picking up Jake from prison. And then Jake kind of getting after him because he sold the Bluesmobile. But that blues and that rhythm and blues, the whole point of the movie is their love of the orphanage. And it's all about getting their community back together, getting their band back together for the salvation of the orphanage.
So how do you see that? How do you see that where we're at today? Because I think a lot of people would say there's not enough love in the world and there's not community because community is so divisive.
Our communities are divisive, but we have to put our love first.
So how do we do that? So like when I think about that, that becomes, again, that love still overrules, right? Like there's this, the chorus repetition is, I need you. And for me, that became not only community, but for God. And I think those are the pieces that we talked about is, how do we need God, but how do we need other people too?
Without other people in our lives, we become isolated. That isolation leads to a lot of different things, and we have to be intentional about it. Part of the divisiveness is we are not intentional about seeking out love, seeking out others, seeking out our commonalities. Rather than highlighting our differences, we need to seek out our commonalities and seek our community of love. We can have differences. I disagree with
me,
Katie, all the time, just as many married couples do. But we seek out our love, and we intentionally love each other. And with Katie being in Sioux Falls, our love has grown because we're much more intentional about it.
And I think that speaks to our spiritual connection, right? Like, if we want to grow in love with God, we have to be intentional about time and energy. Like, this love that God gave us, like, there's, for me, like, the death of Christ on the cross is all about loving community. It's all about that. How do we... How did God give of himself through love that we give ourselves through love? And sometimes that's sacrificial love. And I think the biggest thing that I didn't tell you I was going to put you on the spot, but I'm going to put you on the spot. There is some in our community about divisiveness, right? About the other, those who are homeless, those who are food insecurity, housing insecurity. And there's this piece that I love about you is the heart that God gave you that you share with others. That regardless of what people say, we shouldn't give our money, we shouldn't give our time to those who are homeless, to those who are on the corner. So I wonder if you would share, because this is my favorite story of you, about the woman at Walmart and your gift of love, regardless of what the community said, that you remember the story?
No.
Okay. So
I can...
Mike is a very generous person. He does not say, I will not give money to somebody because I don't know what they're going to use that money for. Right? How often in our community do we hear that? Somebody on the corner, we're not going to give them anything because they're just going to use that for liquor, for drugs. And this piece about Mike I love is that God called you to have this tender heart for those people.
So I try to keep cash in my wallet for... Mankato's not a huge community. We don't have a lot of people standing on the corners. Every time I see somebody standing on a corner asking for money, I will give them $10 or $20. I don't care what they use it for. If they need to buy cigarettes to make it through the day, be my guest. If they need to buy drugs to make it through the day, be my guest. I would rather see them make it to the next day with that money than to become so desperate that they cannot survive. My $10 or my $20 means a lot less to me than it does to them. That $10 or $20 means so much more for them. I cannot imagine having to be in a position to stand on a corner and beg for money because I need to make it through the day.
And there's two pieces to that. One is, there is a point in our life, so I'm going to do some self-vulnerability, that we had to rely on the community and the love of others to put food on our table and keep our lights on. And because of that, the generosity of others, is that God's love for us, and that is God's calling on us. So I want to share this story because you may not remember. So Mike passes this woman, and she has children, so Mike gives her money. And he comes home and he says, Katie, I don't think that's enough. I think God's calling me to do something else. And I said, well, what do you think? What do you think that nudge is? Do you remember now?
Groceries.
And at groceries. And I said, well, if that's what's God calling you, I want you to go back. And so, not that he needed my permission, he would have gone back whether I said anything or not. Because that's how couples work. But he went back, and you bought groceries, and you bought this big tray. And it was a tray of meats and cheese. You bought buns. You bought food so that they could have a meal. And do you remember what happened when you went? Because they had a camper. So you found out where this woman was in the parking lot. Yep. Do you remember that? Yep. You're like, she's not there. I have to go find her. And so you go up and you approach the camper. And what happens? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Okay.
I usually have the bad memory. So you go up. This was years ago. Like, this was years ago. This wasn't like yesterday. But this story speaks from this song and from how God calls us to community. He went and knocked on the door. And he presents her with these groceries. And she just breaks down.
I remember they had children.
They were living
out of their camper.
Yeah. And there's like, it wasn't like a large glamping camper.
No.
But she was so grateful. And I think that's this whole thing. Like, for me, I don't know if you caught this in there, but it's when our heart is sad, I need you. And for me, her heart was sad. And you were the light that came in. But it came in from our relationship with Christ. And I think our spirituality, I'll speak for us, has grown over the years as we've been focused on who God is in our life and the importance of people and community, not things. I know you love your movies, but we say that.
I do, but I don't spend an exorbitant amount on them. I mentioned Pawn America. Pawn America, used Redbox movies. I buy used movies. I don't go out and seek out $25 Blu-rays because I don't feel that that's something I need to spend money on.
But I think that's because God calls you back into the community.
Yeah,
I think that's where your calling is.
My calling is to give back. God has given me many talents. I'm very good at my job. I'm very good with technology. I always have been. I give that back anywhere it's needed. That's just who I am. I give back to the community. So when we talk about love and community, I'm also a part of the Lancers Marching Band board. All three of my children have been in the Lancers Marching Band. As far as I know, they are the first third generation of that band. My stepmom was the first generation. And my brothers were second. I wasn't in it. But I have seen
him to be in it.
The love and the community that grows through that band. I spoke to somebody yesterday at a car show. It was a friend of a friend who I never met before. And the conversation came up that I was part of the marching band. He remembers his marching band days. He doesn't necessarily remember the marching. He doesn't necessarily remember the music. He remembers the community that he developed around that. I have seen so much community and so much love develop through the Lancers Marching Band. My gift to that marching band this summer has been building props. Much to her dismay, because it's taken a lot of time. But that's my way to give back. And I was never in the band, but this is my way to support the band. And because of some of the things that have happened, because of the time, I keep reminding myself, this is not for the staff. This is not for the directors. This is for the students and the kids who march in the band.
And I think that the piece that brings us back, and we talked about this, is about Jesus' ministry in the community. Right? Like, Jesus' love for other people, I mean, we think about, he went to the synagogues and people came in. He fed the 5,000. He had a group around him of disciples that was community. And so, yeah, could Jesus go around and do everything by himself? Can you choose to just take your tender heart and be you without community? I don't think so. I think church is about community. I think community is filled with, you know, upsets, arguments. Think about your family. We have upsets, we have arguments. Your music is too loud. I mean, there's like all these things. But when we find community, when you find that person, how many of you have a person that if you texted or called up would be with you immediately? Heck. And how many of you, if you come to your community of friends, would surround you and hold you? How many of you have made mistakes in your life, but the community came to hold you up? Or your family came to hold you up? Or they brought the love of food. We're such Midwesterns. How many of you have given casseroles to somebody? Come on, I know that's more than y'all are. Like, that's more than you. Come on. I know you bring food. But why do we bring food? It's community. It's love. Like, love is when you're pregnant 20 miles out of town and you pack a cooler full of ice so you can bring blizzards to your wife. Okay, how many of you have done that for your son? Oh, come on.
And we wonder
you
why.
You don't even have to be pregnant. Come on.
And we wonder why our children are addicted to ice cream.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say that my daughter's not addicted to chocolate blizzards and onion rings and Dr. Pepper, but I'm just going to say. But that's community. That's love. And I think when our hearts are on fire, that's when we need to celebrate. When our hearts are sad, that's when we can go to music. How many of you blast music in your cars or at home? Come on. How many of you have a bad day and you have a favorite song? How many of you, when you are just on fire and it's been an exciting day and you turn on that music to something separate, a different song maybe? Oh, y'all, come on. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. We do music in community. We do love in a community. I think that's the piece that we both got drawn to, yeah, is the loving community. And I think that's why we chose this song. Okay, well, you chose it and I agreed to it. But I think that's why.
My favorite.
I think you and I have, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want, like, talk about community for you in the church, too. And how we have found community differently in church. One, because I'm a pastor, I'm a clergy person, and you are the spouse of a clergy person.
I am, but it hasn't affected me. I mean, it's.
Whatever.
It's a whole different thing. I give back to the church community because I love my church communities. I have been a part of the volunteer work at every single church we've been a part of.
But not out of obligation because who I am, but out of what God has called you because God has placed that calling on your heart.
Absolutely.
Ah, you paused. You were thinking about that. But community, yeah, I know. Community shouldn't be about obligation. Community should be about love and care. And that's how we bridge the divisiveness.
My favorite part of this song is, and please remember, people, no matter who you are, what you do to live, thrive, and survive, there are still some things that make us all the same. Mm-hmm. You, me, them, everybody. Everybody needs somebody to love.
So what does music do for you? How does music touch your heart and soul? And how does music reconnect you to the love of Christ in your life? How does music reconnect you to the community? We know that music can connect us to memories, to feelings, and to certain moments in our life. To those moments when our heart is so sad and broken, we have no words, music can be our words. And music connects the love in our hearts when we're excited, and like it says, when our soul is on fire. Because when our soul is on fire, that's the love we spread. Music gives us connection to one another and to community. Music can reconnect our hearts and souls to the love of Christ, not only in ourselves, with one another, and to the community. So let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for the gift of music, for the gift of laughter, and for dancing, and for the ways that you call us into loving community. Thank you for those who are tender-hearted, for those who have felt your love, for those who reach out when we find those who need us most, to our friends on the outskirts, to those deemed not worthy to be in our circle. May you call us through love and community to reach out that hand. May we not worry about what others say, but may we worry about what you call us to do. What you call us to be, your hands and feet of Christ. Lord, we need you. Everybody needs somebody, and everybody needs community. So, Holy One, open our hearts to your love, to your call to one another. May we be the blessing that you have blessed us with. And we give thanks for all that you have given us this day and every day. Amen.
Thanks for listening to another podcast from Hilltop United Methodist Church in Mankato, Minnesota. Don't forget to visit us online at mankatohilltop.org.